The Fountain Theater is without a doubt one of the biggest little secrets in all of Los Angeles theater. It is on named for the street that it sits on, Fountain, and I think the whole theater sits maybe 75 people. It's definitely like under 100 seats, I think, but very small, very intimate. But one of the things that I love at that theater, and there are other wonderful intimate theaters here in Los Angeles, is that not only are they consistently putting out wonderful productions, but they all have sort of a social justice theme to it. At least that's my interpretation. They're not just doing productions, they're saying something with their productions. And quite frankly, they're saying things that people need to hear right now. I will tell you that I came into this production knowing almost nothing about June Jordan, other than I vaguely recall the novel, or I should say memoir, that she wrote, Soldier. Vaguely aware of it, but knew nothing else about her work. And these women who come out and form this ensemble, who go through the beats of her life as well as the poetry, it is such a moving experience and a really interesting theatrical experience, because you're not just there to observe, you're there to participate. And what I mean by that is, quickly, within I think maybe the first 10 minutes of the production, they bump the house lights up and the cast comes out with pads of paper and pens for everyone in the theater. And they ask you to go through some writing exercises with them, some poetry exercises. You know, one of them is to, like, you listen to one of June's poems that they've just read, and they're like, write down a phrase that really captures your imagination, and then write it in your own words. And then later on, we are to think about someone that we love, and we work on a haiku. And it's so interestingly done in that it, you know, they only give you 2-3 minutes to do it, and then a couple of people will share, and then it's right back into the show itself, and then it comes back out, and it's another thing. Let's talk about it. I love opportunities like this where we get to really redefine what theater can in fact be, and when we reintegrate the community aspect of it, that is so important. So important for men, women, people of all races, sexes, genders, sexual orientations, to feel uninhibited and recognized and have a voice. And June does it so simply in her life, without question. And we are also presented with the idea that we are also that community. We are a reflection of the world that June hoped we were marching towards. And in a world that, in a country, specifically a country that feels so lost right now in those values, it felt so wonderful to be a part of something where like-minded people shared words, thoughts, feelings, emotions with strangers in a way that I think June would have absolutely loved. I think on the title, the page, I think this would probably frighten most people. And I went into it, because of what I didn't know, and slightly apprehensively. I didn't know what I was about to see. What I hope is that, one, anyone listening to this that, again, can get to the Fountain Theater will go. This is one where it's like, I don't know if that's really for me. I'm telling you, go and have a really wonderful human experience and you will not be sorry. And also do it with friends. Do it with loved ones. Bring your friend group together and twist their arm. They're, oh, I don't know, that doesn't seem... No, no, I'm telling you, just go for the ride, man. It is, it's like an hour and 40 minutes. There's no intermission and it flies past. And I'll be the first one to tell you when things drag. It does not drag. It is just a unique experience that you need. And I'm telling you, I'm looking at you. Poetry for the People, the June Jordan Experience, runs from now till March 29th at the Fountain Theater. Go to fountaintheater.com for more information.